Welcome to the weekly podcast from City Light Church in Lethbridge. For more teaching or to find out more about life at CLC, please visit our website at citylightchurch.ca.
We started 2018 with this theme called Moving On to a Year of Good Things. And the purpose of this theme was to get us to expect better things from God this year, to raise our expectations in that spirit of faith, to look up to Him and really believe God, really expect and believe God for the best year ever. Amen? For a year that when that at the end of this year, that you and I, we would sit back and we say, wow, what an incredible year 2018 was. It even exceeded our expectations. Amen? That's the type of year that I believe that we could have. But, you know, we need to move on. Can you say those words with me? Move on. Move on. Let's move on to bigger things, better things that God has for us. I believe that God is calling every one of us to move on in some way or the other. Do you believe that? Job chapter 17, verse 1 says, the righteous keep moving forward, not going backwards, not staying in the same place. The righteous keep moving forward. And those with clean hands become what? Stronger and stronger. Moving forward, becoming stronger and stronger. The theme for this, the theme scripture for this series is Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, where Paul says, God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. And I'm off and running and I'm not turning back. God is beckoning us on to Jesus, to His plans, His purposes, His will for our lives. And Paul says, I'm not looking back. The title of this message today is called The Power of a Habit. Power of a habit. Maybe we would add a few more words. The power of a good new habit in your life. You know, it's true. All of us have habits, right? All of us have habits, but the question is, where are those habits taking us? Are those habits leading us down the right path in life? You know, statistics say that 40% of what we do is because of habits, right? So when you think about almost half of what we do is because of habit. Now that's incredible, isn't it? So habits are really critical, really important in our life. So habits are powerful. Habits can hold us back, or habits can move us forward. You know, every time Jesus met with people, you study the Bible, every time Jesus met with people, you know, he told them to start looking at their life, and by taking a new step or a new approach to move forward in their life. If you met with Jesus, by the time you finished your conversation with Him, He would have told you to start developing some new habits in your life. Every time you met with people, it was Him telling people to do something new, some step, some fresh approach, some new habit. Here's some of the things that Jesus told people to do. John chapter 8, 11, He said, go and sin no more. Jesus told him, go and sin no more. He said to His disciples, come and follow Me. Not just once, but every day. Come and follow Me, and I'll transform you. I'll make you into a new person. And with a brand new purpose, I will make you into fishers of men. He told His disciples, love one another. A new commandment I give you, love one another. John 13, 34 and 35. In Matthew 5, 24, 5, 41, the Beatitudes, He said, if you're asked to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. If you're asked to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. You know, a lot of people just get by just doing the basic minimum, right? The lowest level expected. But wouldn't life be so much better, so much greater, if you decided not to do the minimum required? Wouldn't it be so much better? What Jesus is saying is, be an extra miler. Go the extra mile and then see what happens in your life. He said in Matthew's Gospel 7:24, whoever hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, not someone who just hears me talk, but actually puts into practice what I say. And he or she who does that is going to be like that man or woman who builds his house, his life on the rock. And your life and your faith will be unshakable if you hear my words and if you put them into practice, right? And in Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, verse 33, one of my favorite scriptures, God challenged me with this scripture when I was a young believer. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. And all these things that you want in life, they're going to be given to you. He says, the number one priority in your life is to seek me and my kingdom, the king's domain, right? Brian Thompson talked about that last week. A lifestyle of putting God first. And if you do that, you will have a strong, stable future and a great and a blessed life. On your PowerPoint, when God beckons us forward, it will always involve some habit change. Let me say that again. When God beckons us forward, it always involves some habit change. Do you want to move on in 2018? It'll involve some habit change. We all have habits. In fact, we have all different kinds. I've had so many different kinds of habits. Let's name a few. Okay, here's a few. We have eating habits. We have drinking habits. We have sleeping habits. We have speaking habits. We have financial habits. Yes, we even have driving habits, right? My habits are probably different from your habits. Karen's habits, driving habits, are different from my driving habits. She likes to drive slow. I like to drive faster, right? She says she likes to drive the speed limit. I like to exceed it, no. She doesn't like to pass people on the highway. I love passing people on the highway. In fact, it gives me I get a charge out of it. There's something that rises up in me. I love passing people, right? I love passing, anyway. No, we all have different habits, right? You know, some of these habits we think, you know, they're insurmountable, we will never change. But if you want to move ahead, you've got to be willing to change some habits, right? It always involves some habit changes, right? Do you recognize this city? You probably don't recognize the city. This is the city of Vancouver, BC, in the year 1921. Something very interesting about that I never knew about Vancouver, BC. It was the last city on the entire continent of North America to abandon the old British standard of driving on the left-hand side of the road. Did you know that? Every other city in the continent had switched. 8 years later, they still hadn't switched. Now, they had to move forward. They had, and you know, the city had to move forward. They couldn't be the only city, you know, that drove on the left-hand side. People would come and visit, and they had to drive on the left-hand side. Everybody was driving on the right. They had to change. And, you know, and they didn't want to change. You know why they didn't want to change? Because they thought that if they changed, there would be mass confusion, there would be chaos. They even predicted a death every 10 minutes if they changed. But there was so much pressure to change for them to move on that they had to change. And so 117,000 people who lived in Vancouver, BC, said, okay, let's make the change. Well, some of them said they didn't, but they did it anyway. On January the 1st, 1922, 2 a.m. in the morning, they started that change. They switched from the left to the right. The results? No accidents, no injuries, no chaos, not a single one. In order to move forward and to move ahead, you've got to be willing to make a change. And it always involves a habit, right? Some habits hinder us, and some habits help us. If you want to move on in this year to the good things that God has for you, it's going to involve habits, right? This lady, here's This lady, her name is Catherine Marshall. Catherine Marshall. Has anybody read any of Catherine Marshall's books? Okay, there's a few of you. You've read Catherine Marshall. She was a prolific author. She wrote fiction. She wrote spiritual books. 97 books. She wrote 97 books. Some of them are almost classics today. And Catherine Marshall is an incredible author. But Catherine Marshall shared about a time. She told about a time when God was calling her to fast. Not fast from food, but fast from being critical of other people. Listen to what she said. She said these words. For the first half of the day, I simply felt a void, as if I had been wiped out as a person. Wow. Can we see that again? For the first half of the day, I simply felt a void, almost as if I'd been wiped out as a person. This was especially true at lunch. I listened to the others and kept silent. That afternoon, a specific positive vision for life was dropped into my mind. Ideas began to flow in a way I had not experienced in years. Here's her assessment. My critical nature had not corrected one single thing. What it had done was stifle my own creativity. Wow. Wow. When she refused to fall into that old habit pattern, she literally opened up the way for the Spirit of God to flow into her mind and her heart with creative ideas and fresh new ideas that even, you know, that she could write new things and talk about different, you know, isn't it amazing? This area of the way that we speak is so important in our life, isn't it? No, no, successful people watch what they say. They watch their words. They put their minds in gear before they open their mouth. There are all kinds of scriptures that talk about our lips and our words and what we say. I'll just give you one here. Proverbs 13, verse 3. He who guards his lips guards his life. Wow. All these habits that I listed, there's way more. There's all kinds of different habits. But habits, old habits can hinder. Old habits can hinder new life. They can keep us from advancing, keep us from moving forward. You know, you can cry out to God and you can ask God for something new, something fresh in your life, and you can say, God, I want something new. I want something better. I want a better life. I want a better marriage. I want better relationships. But you're still holding on to the same old habits. You're still hanging around with the same old gossiping negative people. You're still fighting the old habits. You're still fighting that offended habit. You're still fighting that old habit of keeping a list of all the wrongs that have been done to you. You're still holding on to that unforgiving habit. You know, all these habits, they hinder the new life that God is beckoning us on towards. Amen? See, I believe that just a small change of habit can make a big difference in 2018. Just one small habit can make a huge difference. On your PowerPoint, new habits are pathways to new life. Old habits hinder life. New habits are the pathways to new life. Good habits can literally open doors for you. Let me give you an example. Number one, that change of habit can qualify you for a promotion or for an advancement. Businesses, employers are looking more for people with good habits, people who show up early, people who are consistent, people who are self-starters, people who take ownerships. They're looking for extra milers. They're always looking for people like that. You know, and maybe you are just one habit away from a major promotion in your life. Maybe that's all it is. Proverbs 12:24 says, work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave. Right? If you're a person who develops new habits, doors will open for you. Amen? Give me another reason why we need to develop new habits. A habit change can open doors for better relationships in your life. You want better relationships in your life? You need to change some habits, right? You notice that good people tend to stay away from people with bad habits. Good people, successful people, don't want to hang around with people who are always whining and always negative, you know, and always talking about themselves, right? Here's what Proverbs 20:19 says: a gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid anyone who talks too much. Here's another one: Proverbs 22:24. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered person. Do not associate with one easily angered. What's the Bible saying? Stay away from people with bad habits, right? Don't spend too much time with them because you can pick up their habits, right? So habits are really important. I say this, if you change a habit, you can literally change relationships. If you change a habit, you can literally change relationships. Give you an example. If you decide you want to change the habit, change the habit of being physically unwell or, you know, unhealthy, and you decide to make this decision, I want to get physically fit. I want to get as buff as I can, so whatever it is. But I want to do something with my body. So what do? You go to a gym, right? And you go there all the time. What happens? You meet people with the same goals and passions that you have, right? Doesn't that happen? You know, whatever it is, when you change that habit, you make a good habit, you'll find people with the same goals and passion, and you'll find yourself in brand new relationships. Amen? So it leads us to number three. New habits can lengthen your life. New habits can lengthen your life. Successful people maintain good health. Stress is a killer. Stress. One of the greatest stress busters is eating good and getting good exercise. Isn't that right? Successful people, well-balanced people, form good habits of eating and activities so that they can keep their energy level up high, so that when they go through stressful times, that they can maintain that good health. Two things happen. Number one, because you're in good health, you can accomplish more. Not only that, you can enjoy what you accomplish, right? And it's so important that we maintain our physical health too, because I always say this, we are holistic. God made us to be holistic. So no matter what area, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, it's all so well connected that if you're struggling in one area, it'll affect all the other areas of your life. But it's so important. It's this physical thing is something that we can do. It's not that hard. Just requires some habit changes. But make those habit changes, right? It's amazing. Stats say just 15 minutes a day, or an hour and a half every week of rigorous exercise can actually lengthen and increase your life by 4 to 5 years. Wow. Do you want to live 4 to 5 years more in good health? Yeah, amen. I want to, right? I don't know about you. You're crazy not to, right? It's time to start a new habit. Time to start a new habit, right? Okay, let's move on. Give you a couple more. New habits can deepen your relationship with God. New habits can deepen your relationship with God. Your spiritual development is connected to your habits, right? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 says, "For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the one to come." Let's look at it in the Message version. Exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness, please. Workouts in the gymnasium are useful, but a disciplined life in God is far more so, making you fit both today and forever, right? Just a small change in a habit can make a huge difference in your life. You know why? Because maybe it's just a small habit change. But a habit is something that you don't do once. It's something that you do again and again and again and again and again. The power of the habit is the power, is the fact that a habit is cumulative in power, right? Let me give you an example. It's amazing what just spending 5 minutes in God's Word every day can do for your life. So you start off with 5 minutes, but it accumulates over the week to how many minutes? 35 minutes in a week, which is like 2 hours every month you've just spent in the Word because you started up with 5 minutes a day, right? Let's step it up. That's where we go up from 5 minutes to 15 minutes a day. If you spend just 15 minutes a day in God's Word, it'll equal to 1 hour and 45 minutes a week, which is almost 8 hours a month, which will actually equal to 91 hours in a day, in a year, or 5,460 minutes that you spend in God's Word in 2018. Amen? Isn't that incredible? At the end of the year, you would say, I just spent over 5,000 minutes in God's powerful Word. And it all started with just 15 minutes in God's awesome, powerful words. Amen? You know, there's no excuse for not studying God's Word today. It doesn't take much time. There's all kinds of Bible apps and lessons that you can tailor just for you, right? You can even take, I was talking to Jake Coster, he says, he takes the Bible and he listens to it on tape, he listens to messages while he's driving. You know, I mean, there are ways that we can get the Word of God into us, study it, meditate it. It's so important that we do it, right? God has better plans for us. God has better things for us. And he tells us right in his Word in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not to abandon you. Plans to give you the future that you hope for. In other words, he's saying, I have good things for you. I have good things in mind for you, right? I say good things happen when you develop good habits, right? And I believe let me give you a couple more. I believe that same thing happens when it comes to church, when you go to church. Number five, good habits will increase the quality of your life. Good church habits will increase the quality of your life. I believe that good church habits can actually increase and bless every single area of your life. Do you believe that? Luke chapter 4, verse 16. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. Jesus went to church, as usual. He didn't go once a month, he didn't go twice a month, he didn't go when he felt like it, when he wasn't too tired. He went to church as usual, which means he was there, I believe, every Sunday. You know, some of you, you're not here every week. Some of you are more occasional, right? But let me give you a scenario. Let's say that you're more of an occasional attender. And you first came here to City Light on your first occasion. And you heard me preach. And that day, I preached a message that could be rated as a 4. This is just hypothetical, by the way. I never preached 4. No. I probably have preached 4. But let's say that day, my message was just a 4. You know what? You would assume in your mind, you know, the preaching is okay in this place. You know, it's just kind of average, right? But if you came back the next week, I could preach a 10, and I could knock that message right out of the park, right? And the week after that, right? See, listen, if you come every week and your heart and your mind are open and hungry to learn and to know about God, and if you took notes every week, right? If you took notes, and if you come every week to celebrate God's goodness through song and praise and thankfulness, and if you come every week to fellowship and to meet new people, would not that impact your life? Would it not impact your life? Wouldn't it impact your relationships? Wouldn't it impact your marriages? Wouldn't it impact your kids? Wouldn't it impact your values? Wouldn't it impact your attitudes? Wouldn't it impact your faith? Would it not impact your future? Amen? Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled, shall be satisfied, shall be blessed. Right? You hunger for God, you go after God, God will fill you and meet every single need and desire in your life. Amen? I'm not sorry for yelling at you. Habits, so important. Right church habits will change your life. Amen? Most people think in the terms of minimum. Just doing the minimum. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Ben is so awesome, isn't it? I was running out of... Most people think in terms of minimum. Just doing just enough to get by. Just enough to be saved. That's not how God feels about us. Right? God is not a God of not enough. He's not a God of just enough. What is he? A God of more than enough. And he wants to give you more than enough in this life. Amen? But you've got to move on. You've got to be willing to make some changes in your life. Amen? Form a new habit. Form a new life. Change a habit. Change your life. Improve a habit. Improve your life. Big things happen because of habits that you form. One more and I'll finish off here. Don't focus on trying to break your old habits. Form new habits. Don't try to constantly break old habits. Form new habits. For example, if you're constantly a person who's negative and critical, and it's like Catherine Marshall was saying, this constant negativity coming out of your mouth, then instead of doing that, focus on saying good things, right? Focus on saying good things. I say, push yourself to speak a different language. Start making positive faith declarations. Amen? I meet with people all the time going through hard, difficult times and negative things. And usually when something bad happens to a person, it's not just one. It's like several things are kind of happening, right? You ever experienced in that life when one thing, bad thing happens, this happens, and it could just, you know, it's like it just sucks you right down, right? And so what do you got to, you know, what do you do? You know, and I get together with some people like that, and I say, listen, this is what the Word of God says about your situation. Get your eyes off your problem and get your problems onto God, right? And look at what is God's promises in His Word for you? What does God say about your financial situation? What does it say about your unforgiveness situation? God has a solution for every problem that you have, right? What about your health? God has a problem. God has a solution for your health. Look to God for all the answers. And I've taken people where I've taken them through scriptures. I say, okay, repeat this scripture after me. And they repeat those scriptures, and I can spend like half an hour, you know, and just going over the positive faith declarations. Make positive faith declarations because you are literally forming a pathway for your future through the words that you speak, right? You know, I sometimes finish speaking to people with, you know, think positive, speak positive, believe God, you know, look to God, and at the end I can ask that person, so do you believe that? Well, I'm not sure about that. Maybe. What? You know, it makes me want to get up and just slap, you know, in love, right? Come on. Believe God's word. Stop making faith declarations, right? Remember what Brian Thompson said last week? It's so important. What we say comes out of our mouth, right? Anyway, I won't go on that path, but form new habits, right? And start looking around. Start looking for the good things in your life, for the good things that God is bringing into your life, right? Push past the negativity, right? And push through to do something new every single day, something that you know is going to produce life, right? Get rid of the old. Don't try to break those old. Start forming new habits, right? So listen to the words of Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, Message Version. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice, you said it right there, make it a habit. Put into practice what you have learned. Listen, these are key words. What you have learned from me, what you have heard and saw and realized. Do that. In other words, make it a habit. And God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Amen. God has good things in mind for you. You need to think it. You need to see it. You need to speak it. You need to declare it. You need to shout it. Amen? Amen. Amen. Last point on the PowerPoint. When you change your habits by improving them, you literally change and improve your life. Good habits move you along. Good habits move you along. Do you believe that? Okay. I'm going to ask everyone to stand. And let's finish off this series. Let's finish off this month of January by doing exactly what we preached today. Let's pray and let's make a faith declaration, a positive faith declaration to believe God for good things and to have God help you move along into the greater things that God has for you in 28. Amen? Now, I've written out a prayer that I want to say, and I want you to agree with this. Now, you can say this out loud. You can just say it quietly in your own heart. But if you say it out, and if you're going to declare it, don't declare it in a weak, wimpy way. Amen? You declare it. You declare it with boldness and with confidence. Right? And with a definiteness in your heart. Will you do that this morning? Okay, so are you ready? Repeat after me. Father God, I want to move on. I want to get stronger and stronger in 2018. I don't want to stay as I've been. God, you have better things in mind for me. I want to partner with you for your ways and your plans in my life. Help me to form new habits, which over time can make me into a new creation in Jesus Christ. Father God, I embrace that new habit that will make me think differently, that will make me see differently, that will make me talk differently, that will make me live differently, because I am different. And if you believe that, in Jesus' name, say amen. 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 Let's give God a thank offering. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for good things. Thank you, Father. I believe you heard us make that declaration, and you're going to honor it. Father, I heard this morning from someone, even when your faith level is not up, God will still bless you. Just keep pressing in. You know, just keep pressing in. Just keep moving on. And I believe that this year, God can give you even more than you expected. Amen? He's so good and he's so great and his power is unlimited. Nothing is impossible for God. Amen? Amen. We just keep your heads bowed for a minute. In fact, you can just sit down. Thank you, Father. As we keep our heads bowed, you know, God has prepared an incredible life for those who believe. Now, maybe you're here today and you've never connected to the God of the universe who sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. And I want to tell you today, you can connect with him. Or maybe you're someone here, you know, maybe you think your life is so messed up that God won't accept you. But I want to tell you that God accepts you. And God has a power to clean up and to heal messed up lives. No matter where you are, no matter where you are in your struggle today, God can change your life. Or maybe you're here today and you're someone who's not sure that Jesus Christ is truly your Lord and Savior. And then if you died, your final destination might not be heaven. Today you can know for sure. So if you're any one of those people, I want to tell you, God is the answer. And I want to pray a powerful prayer for you. I want to pray for a brand new start in your life. I want to pray for God to touch you in such a way that he does make you and he begins to transform you into that new person. And he'll give you the power to go through every situation in this life, every storm in this life. He'll give you the power. And you know what? He'll be with you through every storm, every situation that you're going through. The grace of God is greater than your struggle. The grace of God is greater than your sin. He is the answer. And you know, and sometimes your healing may not come immediately because God wants you to press in and believe for him. But he's a faithful God. He's a faithful God. He heals broken bodies. He heals emotions. He heals minds. He heals marriages. He heals, you know, he heals people in every way. So I want you to look to Jesus. He is the answer. Amen? Amen. So if you're any one of those people, could you just bow your heads? And I want to repeat you in a simple prayer. Just say after me, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for shedding your blood on the cross to pay for my sins. Today I receive you into my heart to be Savior and Lord of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of salvation and eternal life in heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the very first time and you invited Christ into your heart, will you lift up your hand and just wave it and hold it up if you said that prayer? Receive Christ. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your goodness. I thank you that through our lives you glorify yourself. You are the ultimate answer